A federal judge today threw out another lawsuit aimed at forcing the Democratic National Committee to seat Florida's presidential delegates. The challenge by Tampa Democratic Party political activist Vic DiMaio was based on his claim that the Democratic National Committee was practicing reverse discrimination by allowing the states of South Carolina and Nevada to hold early primaries based on their large percentage of Black and Latino voters. But Judge Richard Lazzara wasn't buying that argument, saying there's no connection between money given to the DNC and alleged discriminatory practices. Afterwards, Vic DiMaio said he was disappointed.
I'm disappointed. I respect Judge Lazzara for decision. However, I totally disagree with his decision. I think the Democratic Party, it was very clear. We just have to establish the case of the fact that they received $16.5 million of federal taxpayer money to put on the convention, and it's clear by the Civil Rights Act of 1964 that you cannot discriminate when you take that money.
But attorney Joseph Sandler, who was representing the DNC in court, said the judge had ruled that the Democratic Party was in its rights to choose the states that it wanted to move up earlier, and that South Carolina and Nevada were chosen early not just because of their racial diversity.
Our argument was that basically the DNC's a year-long commission studying this matter, followed by the DNC Rules and Bylaws Committee, wanted to add to Iowa and Michigan two other states that would better reflect the party's economic, geographic, and racial and ethnic diversity. And Nevada and South Carolina were chosen after a long deliberative process. Florida wasn't considered because they didn't apply, but I think that the party's confident that it made the right decision.
Vic DiMaio's attorney, Michael Steinberg, said the DNC's decision to choose states early in the primary process, in part because of its racial composition, could set a precedent that would allow the party to choose states that are majority white 4 years from now, and it would be considered legally acceptable.
And this case is not about a political candidate. This case is about protecting the civil rights of all Americans, the right not to be discriminated against based on race or national origin. And I understand that it doesn't appear that way because the DNC in this case was trying to empower minorities. But like I said, this opens the door to do the opposite in the future. So we're going to appeal this case even if the case is decided after the nominating convention.
Although DiMaio and Steinberg are known as being political animals, they say they are not pursuing their lawsuit on behalf of the Hillary Clinton campaign. Clinton and surrogates have insisted that the votes in Florida must count, or they threaten not to vote for a Democrat in November. And recently, DiMaio appeared on a local television talk show where he advocated that Clinton would be a better nominee for the Democrats this fall over Barack Obama. But Michael Steinberg says he's been interested in restoring Florida's delegates since the DNC originally penalized Florida last August.
I read the blogs, I read the St. Pete Times, I read the Tampa Tribune, and people are saying, well, where was Hillary complaining back in August of 2007? She's not complaining until now. Well, we were complaining in August of 2007. We filed this complaint before the first vote in the first primary. We were complaining from the very beginning, and we would be here today if Barack Obama was behind by 200 delegates and Hillary was ahead by 200 delegates and he had won the votes in Florida and Michigan. This has nothing to do with supporting one candidate or the other.
All eyes now move to Washington this weekend at the DNC's Rules and Bylaws Committee meeting. A new group organized to demand that Florida's delegates count is called FDR, or Floridians Demand Representation, and most of whom are all Hillary Clinton supporters. But Blaine Whitford from the group says it's not about Clinton or Obama, though she is critical of the Illinois senator.
I will be in Washington this weekend. I do not know that I will have the opportunity to speak at the Rules and Bylaws Committee. I highly doubt it. But the process is fascinating to me. I've never been involved in politics before, certainly not to this level. And it's a fascinating experience in how our democracy in this country works, or in some cases doesn't work. I would appeal to Howard Dean and the Democratic National Committee to recognize Florida as a full state and an equal partner in the presidential selection process.
Democratic Party strategist and Hillary Clinton supporter Anna Cruz said she wasn't surprised by Judge Lazzara's rule. And unlike some Clinton supporters, she says she's a Democrat who will work equally hard for whomever the candidate is this November.
I do, however, though, hope and believe that the DNC realizes, and Howard Dean realizes, that this cannot go on much longer. If it does, the senator's committed to taking it to the convention to fight for every voter in Florida and in Michigan. I know that she has said that, and she continues to say that to date. With all that being said, I have faith in my party that on Saturday, with the party leaders and those that are on the Rules and Bylaws Committee, realize that we have to begin this process of healing, picking a nominee, and moving forward so that we can keep our eye on the prize. And our eye on the prize is defeating John McCain in November.